This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Joshua Landis, Rebecca Cruz. Let's talk about the international news this week. Of course, a little over a week ago, Nelson Mandela passed away at the age of 95. This week, there was a memorial service drawing leaders from around the world. And then he'll be buried this weekend. There'll be a funeral this weekend. Obviously, everybody remembering this amazing man, an inspirational man, a courageous man, a man that's was a symbol of perseverance and freedom. And so everybody's remembering now how he's kind of provided hope and encouragement and how, you know, injustice can be overcome. But there's really more to it than this, right, Joshua? I mean, what about his legacy elsewhere in the world?
He
was really outspoken about Palestine, for example. So what do you think about the memories of him there?
He was. Well, that was a controversial phase because within 2 weeks of getting out of prison, 1990, he went and embraced Arafat. And he said, we live under the unique form of colonialism in South Africa as well as in Israel. And our freedom is incomplete without your freedom. There was a firestorm of protests that came up afterwards. But it reminds us of how things change in politics and how later on Arafat was embraced. There was a peace deal and he went from being a terrorist to a statesman. Now, of course, not everybody is Mandela and we're reminded of that. And that's, I think, why – you know, what an extraordinary story, and especially in the Middle East today.
But there was a lot of controversy here. I mean, Mandela was particularly outspoken about the fact that Israel supported South Africa all throughout its apartheid regime. He, you know, was clear that
Netanyahu
did not go.
Shimon
Peres did not go.
Very controversial in Israel.
No Israeli representation at the memorial service this week where lots of global leaders gathered. So, you know, there's a celebration of him, but this is a stark reminder in some ways, is it not? I mean, the fact that there is this kind of standoff between freedom and what some might be calling injustice in certain parts of the world.
Well, it is. And President Carter wrote a book with the word apartheid in the title about Israel, and that caused a firestorm. So, you know, these battles, it reminds you that oppression, colonialism, so forth, injustice in the world is not over, and there are many people out there clamoring for it. And it's, of course, always difficult.
Well, it's certainly sad to see him go, but the legacy he leaves behind is significant.